Let's pray that karma is a myth. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The New York Times reports that the so-called Stuxnet computer worm, which appeared last summer, was jointly developed by the U.S. and Israel to sabotage Iran's uranium enrichment plant. How?
Well, experts say by innocent-looking thumb drives stuck into a few computers in Iran, sending undetected code from computer to computer until it lands in a nuclear enrichment lab.
All those carefully placed anti-aircraft guns, and the attack sneaks in through the USB port. Israel now estimates it'll be 2015 before Iran can make its bomb, assuming Iran can keep its computers disinfected, which is why I hope that karma is a myth, because Stuxnet was targeted at Windows XP, and didn't just hit Iran. It hit thousands of XP machines all over the world. And as a Pentagon spokesman said, without admitting anything, it was really sneaky.
It doesn't pop up a warning or a notice saying you're now infecting your system with Stuxnet. It's very sophisticated, so it hides itself.
That's way worse than some bored geek embedding a virus in Hey Cutie emails. And if governments are now going to be flinging these viruses around, we're toast. Oh yes, Iran may need computers for uranium enrichment, but the rest of their society is cash, thanks to the economic embargo, whereas we use computers for basically everything. And you can bet Iran is right now doing all it can to develop some anti-American virus to hit us where it hurts most. When we all find 140 packages at the front door that we didn't order, we'll know it's on. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.